You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Collingwood by 20 points at the Gabba tonight. The celebrations for Tobin Brothers' funerals, celebrating lives every day of the year. The AFL Nation post-game show for 4 and 20 Pies. We're in the Magpies rooms here. Jared Wetley, Matt Hill and Dermot Burton with Josh Dacos. Josh, congratulations. Great to have you with us on AFL Nation.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good to get that one out of the under the belt.
Absolutely. It feels amazing. It was definitely a tough fought game. We knew what we're getting into coming here, but the boys brought great pressure throughout the night, and to kick away in that last was an unbelievable feeling.
Joshy Dermot here, well done, mate.
Thanks, Dermot, I appreciate it.
Do you reckon you felt the pressure more or Collingwood supporters? I mean, the town has been turned upside down as to Collingwood. How could they do this in their premiership defence? I know you guys hear it, but does it mean anything to you when it's said by the media and the likes?
Yeah, you definitely hear it and definitely feel it, but it's quite unusual for, you know, both teams to start without a win, but we've played some quality sides. They've played really well against us, and at times, in patches, we've underperformed in games, and in this league, you can't be 5% off for a period of time or a team will make you pay, so... to get this win tonight meant so much because as a team we've been putting in so much work. Obviously haven't been getting the result over the last 3 weeks, but tonight was a reward for effort for the boys, which is really good to see.
I was trying to predict what would happen, and I thought now Collingwood will try and play a straight bat to start with, and they'll be a bit circumspect. They'll kick it straight down the line, they'll get presentation, they'll get numbers to it, and thereafter when they feel their way into the game they might be a bit more expansive. Bugger that, you blokes went for broke right from the word go. You were taking it on the inside. Did Craig just say, this is our brand, this is our motto, this is us, this is who we are?
Absolutely. I think we kept it really simple throughout the week. We just went back to what we do really well, and as a team we haven't been doing that lately, which is probably our pressure, holding territory at times, and just our contest. And I thought, you know, Bulls like Tommy Mitchell, Jordan DeGoey, Scotty Pendlebury were unbelievable tonight. They've got a great midfield, and we went head-to-head with them for most of the night. And like you said, I think we weren't going to die wondering. We played an exciting brand, kicked off the deck, and played the style which we love to do.
So you're sitting on the wing and you're watching inside. Jordan DeGoey was, as you said, a bull. He was awesome in the first quarter. Then Dunkley decided he was going to play a bit tighter on him. Your team dried up in the second quarter, and Lachie Neal got on a roll. What did Fly McRae say at halftime? Because you had 11 players make individual clearances in the third quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely got on top that quarter. I think we only had the two inside 50s, so definitely struggled to hold our territory whilst they had 17. So our backs did an amazing job of defending those re-entries. They were under the pump for a fair bit and managed to hold up really well. So, Lachie Neal was pivotal at times throughout the game. He was kept getting his hands dirty, and such a great clearance player like we know. So at times we tried a few different things on him. As the game went longer, I guess we wore them down as a team and were able to kick away.
It didn't get lost on us that there were 11 different players who got a clearance in the third quarter. And it looked like Geordie sacrificed his game a little bit to try and make room at stoppage for a fly pass, McCreary or Jamie Elliott, who came up to the ball as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Even Lachie Schultz at times was in there and he was getting his hands dirty. And I think it's great because it allows those players to get busy. They've just had a quarter where they probably haven't seen much of the ball because as a midfield group, we haven't been able to give them that supply. So it's awesome to see different players get through, give us a spark. Sorry, Dermy, I've just got to run into a meeting.
Go for it, mate.
Thanks for having me, lads. I really appreciate it. Sorry to cut it short.
Cheers, buddy. Josh Dacos with us down in the Collingwood rooms. 14-8-92 over the Brisbane Lions. 10-12-72. When the coach calls, you best go and answer, I reckon, Dermot.
Yeah, he's the kind of bloke, though. Would you be surprised if he walked in a couple of minutes late and said, I was chatting to the boys on SEN. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, no worries. Clear those commitments. Yeah, that's good.